and talk with head coach Tim Copeland. Coach, today was a good day for your squad. Of course, played this same squad just 6 days ago, but this time around a little bit more dominant. No extra points this time necessary. Give me some thoughts on today's game and how you thought the girls performed.
I thought we came out pretty good and played aggressive from the very beginning. Didn't make a lot of mistakes. We had a few runs against us. We was up 4-0, let them catch back up. I thought we played pretty good, though, far as overall. Just kept our composure and made sure that we didn't make a bunch of mistakes. And I thought we played really aggressive, too.
This was my first time seeing the Lady Cardinals in action tonight. And I came away very, very impressed with how your girls played at the net. A lot of blocks here tonight. Tell me a little bit about the players you see mostly at the net. I know Gilardi had a lot of blocks today. Pierich had a lot of blocks. What makes them so proficient at the net?
Well, we've worked all week this week just because we're too big. We should be blocking like that all the time, and we haven't been over the last weekend. So we worked a lot this weekend, but even my setter, Belen is 5'11". She had some good blocks too, and we worked hard on just making timing and making sure we're doing the right thing at the right time and block. So I thought they did a good job with what we prepared over the week and tonight.
As I mentioned earlier, it was 6 days ago that you saw this Lakewood squad, and again, it was a straight set victory there. What kind of adjustments did you make from maybe that matchup into today? What did you notice from that first matchup that you wanted to kind of focus on here tonight?
Well, their best outside hitter is number one, and against us over there, she kind of hurt us quite a bit. So we wanted to key on her more than balls are going to go to her because she's a good swing, good hitter. But she also tried to overpower stuff tonight, hit the antenna a couple times, and made some kills, but not quite the same as it was the other day. But we also we passed better today. Our passing was pretty good. If we pass really well, I think we can play with anybody in the country. If we don't make good passes on serves, then, well, we're like anybody else. We're one-dimensional. So I thought our passing was really good today, and our defense was pretty scrappy tonight. It got some balls up that could have been down, but we got them up.
Just the second home match for your team this season. How nice was it to be back here on your home floor? No travel necessary, just coming out here to the gym and playing.
Well, that's what I told the girls. You guys have been on the road for 13 games of the 14, or 12 of the 14, and tournaments 3 weekends in a row and everything else. So, I said, come out there, have fun. You have fans here cheering for you. Show energy, give them a good game to watch, and just play hard. So I thought they did that, and I was proud of them for how they worked hard tonight.
Few days of rest before you're back on the road over at Missouri West Plains. What do you know about them? What should we expect?
I mean, they're always good. It's a regional competition, and it's third place, so it's always hard to go there 3 hours and drive and play. But if we come out and do our thing like this, we'll be able to compete and have an opportunity. That's the biggest thing, is give yourself an opportunity to win. So if they look good tonight, we really hadn't played that crisp last couple weekends. We've been winning, but it hasn't been pretty. That one looked a lot better, more like the team I want to see.